Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Not only an extreme heat watch for our area from tomorrow afternoon through Saturday evening, we've also got an air quality alert that kicks in at 11 this morning, and Mayor Mamdani has activated a heat emergency plan that will include never-before-used cool vans along with pop-up cooling stations for folks who work outside. On top of that, more than 2,200 Link NYC kiosks are going to give you real-time walking directions to a cooling center that's within 10 minutes of your location. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg, we are going to need all of that for sure.
Absolutely, Susan. This is going to be a brutal heat wave. We'll kick it off today with temperatures close to 90 degrees and real feels getting into the mid-90s, but that's just the tip of the oven, if you will. Temperatures tomorrow will get up into the mid-90s. We could challenge the century mark Thursday and Friday at the peak of the heat. And both of those days, AccuWeather real field temperature will be between 105 and 110. Just brutal weather for any time of the year. The heat continues into the holiday weekend before backing down either later Sunday and Monday.
In times of extreme weather, we always hear the calls to check on our neighbors, older adults in particular. City Meals on Wheels is prepping to deliver 20,000 meals to homebound New Yorkers. CEO Rachel Shiro.
The food has already been packed at our distribution center in the Bronx, and we have delivered them through a network of partner community-based organizations who each know their community incredibly well. And they're always on alert. They have additional emergency meals on hand all throughout the city just in case they need more.
You can support the effort at citymeals.org. The high heat is expected to last into next weekend across the Great Plains, the Southeast, and the Mid-Atlantic. The heat dome situation could make for an even more challenging ride to your holiday destination. AAA's Robert Sinclair.
We are recommending that drivers particularly check their cooling systems, have a professional technician do that, but also we're worried about tire pressure, having sufficient oil, those sort of things, basic maintenance items that drivers need to take care of before they hit the road.
He tells 1010 Winds last year, when the weather wasn't as much of an issue, they still logged nearly 700,000 breakdowns nationwide, so there's a good reason to take care. There's also folks heading to the airport and World Cup traffic to deal with. Best time to drive?
Any time except after roughly 10 a.m. or noon. And as we get closer to the end of the week, before even 11 a.m. would probably be the best time to hit the road. Not only will you face less traffic, but it's going to be cooler earlier in the day.
As always, lock it into 1010 Winds for traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones. 250 or no 250, it wouldn't be the 4th of July without the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular. And this year, it's actually the 50th anniversary of the fireworks, which will light up both sides of the city.
Dozens of technicians have been working around the clock all week and will right through Saturday here at this special pier that's set up for Macy's and their team. Executive producer Will Koss. I have to say, this is an incredible setup.
Thank you. This is the highlight indeed. We've been hard at work for the last year preparing for our 50th Macy's 4th of July fireworks on America's 250th birthday. We have one of the most ambitious and largest shows in our history, and looking forward to bringing it to New York City.
And if you have never come to the Macy's fireworks,
this is the year to come. Over 85,000 shells and effects. We've got 1,600 feet of a waterfall coming off the Brooklyn Bridge. We're activating in the Lower East River on the west side in partnership and collaboration with Jersey City.
Hope to see you out there. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Remember, if you're outdoors, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM is the only place you can hear the music soundtrack. So download the Odyssey app and make 1010 Winds a favorite. A federal judge orders the president to fork over the money once and for all. We're talking about his attempts to block funding for the Gateway Tunnel project. District Court Judge Jeanette Vargas permanently extended a temporary order from back in February when she said the sudden freezing of the money was likely illegal. In this ruling, she wrote that the suspension of federal grants flagrantly violated the law. In a joint statement, both Governors Hochul and Sherrill and the state attorneys general said this victory sends a clear message that the Trump administration's attempt to halt the Gateway funding will not stand. Move over, puppy bowl. Here come the World Cup pups.
Basically, it's just the puppies spend the day like chasing toys and getting treats. It's like the greatest day ever.
That's Simone Norman from the Sato Project, which is one of three local rescue groups that had dogs in the first ever World Pup Competition.
It's just another great way to showcase the work that we do, to highlight our dogs, to bring more awareness around the stray overpopulation crisis in Puerto Rico.
This was 48 dogs split into eight different teams in a knockout-style event on the LG channel, with viewers also getting in on the action.
They tune into the World Cup, you know, when that comes around, and they've been watching our Satos play and, like, taking photos and sending them to us and being so excited and putting their dogs in little jerseys and rooting for different teams, you know. So that's been really sweet.
The great news is that all the Sato dogs in the competition have found their forever homes. There were also pups from two other local groups, Louie's Legacy in New York and Lucky Dog Rescue in Connecticut. The final match will air July 8th. Not yet ready to end the Knicks celebration? Well, neither is New York City. As part of a month-long celebration, the city has put up blue and orange street signs along 6th and 7th Avenues, bearing the names and jersey numbers of every member of the 2026 championship team. These signs run from 6th Avenue in West Houston up to 7th Avenue and West 55th. Big party today at the famed Ellen Stardust Diner.
It's 250 years of America, and we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate the fact that we're still here, and as Miss Subways, and my birthday. I'm having a very big birthday.
That's Ellen Hart, who happens to have been Miss Subways 1959 and who is turning 85.
I can't believe it. I stopped to think, oh my God, I don't believe this. But time passes and I'm healthy, so that's, and I'm here. So that's the important thing.
To mark the occasion, former Miss Subways will join Ellen for the party, at which they will unveil an official Miss Subways wall display at the diner. The Manhattan Borough president's going to be there, along with a Marilyn Monroe impersonator who will sing happy birthday. It all happens at 11 this morning at 1650 Broadway. New Jersey Transit riders, the cost of your commute goes up today by 3%. This is an automatic increase, with a new petition on change.org pushing back.
The annual 3% fare hike every year was approved 2 years ago, and NJ Transit says they had a hearing about it then, which follows the law. Commuter Adam Reich disagrees.
The agency is required to hold public hearings before fare increases. It does not satisfy the spirit of the statute, where I maintain the law, to have a public hearing statute where an agency could hold hearings once and then ignore it in perpetuity, even as it raises fares.
He claims NJT CEO Chris Kaluri said a hearing would be up to the board of directors. Kaluri shot back, saying it would be up to the board whether or not to change the fare policy.
Facts don't seem to come in the way of anything you have to say.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.